Great to have you with us on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today as we talk with Mike Beno. Mike's editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. And I've taken a look at the December-January issue, and it's a dandy. We'll talk about that with him and a whole lot more. But a reminder that we're in our Wisconsin Public Radio year-end member drive. You count on the news for trustworthy reporting and thought-provoking discussions. And, of course, your support is what keeps these conversations going strong. So your gift right now, big help, makes a difference both right now and into 2026. You can do that by going to WPR.org, or you could phone 888-202-2552. I like to talk a lot. Sometimes I talk to myself, but it's always fun to talk to somebody else about this. And Sarah Lear is joining me, state government reporter for WPR. Sarah, welcome. And your job is not to sit around talking to legislators all day, is it?
You know, that's not all of it. That's some of what I do. I cover a lot of state agencies, criminal justice. So, yeah, I do talk to legislators, but also talking to voters, regular Wisconsinites, being out around town and getting audio.
I really liked your Wisconsin Life piece on the music performance at the Oshkosh Correctional Institution, where you had to talk to the performers and some of the prisoners. It has to be a fascinating job in a lot of ways.
It really is. I get to travel the state. I get to cover all kinds of things. I'm somewhat new to Wisconsin. I've been living here a few years, so it's a great way for me to learn about Wisconsin.
Yeah, and you've been here with us for about 3 years, so that's great. And here we are. Been a big year for public radio stations around the country, including Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yep. Well, we're moving forward now that our federal funding has been eliminated. And while that funding was not the biggest piece of our budget, that is you, the loss is still significant. That's why this is the moment to step up and keep WPR strong together with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You listen to Sarah's reports and all of the reports here by our news team. You know that we're committed to quality, and that's been around for more than 100 years we've been doing it. And listener donations make up the largest piece of our funding to WPR, and that quality is possible thanks to you.
Absolutely. When you give, you're part of the outstanding service that you tune in for every day on WPR. Maybe it's the Larry Mueller Show, maybe it's Wisconsin Life, maybe it's our newscasts, our daily updates, our daily podcast. You can make a difference right now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So many important, as Sarah was talking about, so many important and interesting issues covered on Wisconsin Public Radio. Sarah has done some nice, she's our ancient canoe person here at Wisconsin.
I am so obsessed with the ancient canoes. These were canoes pulled from Lake Mendota in Madison. Some of them are several thousand years old. The oldest one is actually more than 5,000 years old. And it's honestly an ongoing issue because they're continuing to discover more canoes in the lake, and I'm going to be covering it as it happens.
Well, you rely, as you listen to Sarah, I know you rely on topics like this. Those canoe topics are actually quite interesting to a lot of people. And, you know, that's why your gift during our year-end member drive is so important.
There are so many important, interesting issues covered on Wisconsin Public Radio. You rely on this news coverage and also the conversations that you hear. That's why your gift during our year-end member drive is so important.
For me, it's really a sense of a connection to the world and the world of ideas. It keeps me informed. It keeps me thinking. I can't remember the number of times that I've had conversations with people saying, oh, I heard something this morning on Wisconsin Public Radio or National Public Radio. And then it's a way of having a very interesting discussion with other people about some of those ideas. And so I think that it keeps me informed and it keeps me thinking and is a way of engaging other people in important ideas. This is David Corey from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for information in the arts, culture, politics, and the world.
David, thank you very much. You can join David. Give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 during our year-end member drive. Larry Mueller here today with Sarah Lear, my guest. And she's not my guest. She's my co-host.
Sure. I'm a guest and colleague.
Your colleague is the right word for it. Anyway, she's here, and she's here to help me talk with you about our drive. Listener support's the biggest source of our funding, and that's why your gift could be $10 a month, or maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, it has an important impact. And giving is easy.
Yep. Do that now. 888-202-2552.
Catherine in Eau Claire says, I can't live without public radio. Well, with your gift right now, very powerful, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Thank you very much for that. And we're going to turn our attention to Mike Beano, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. Mike has been doing this for a long time now, and I think he's been doing it since the magazine unfolded for the first time. It's great to have him back with us. And I hope you'll join in with your questions as we move along talking with him. The number to call, 800-642-1234. You can send an email to talk@wpr.org. Was there a story you liked? Was there a suggestion you have for another story for Our Wisconsin Magazine? I hope you'll join in. Mike Beano, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
Thanks so much, Larry. It's always fun to be here. And you had me reflecting there a moment ago when you were talking about when you and I first started visiting doing this. Now, I'm bringing this back around to fundraise. Eventually, I get back around to the point, okay? We launched this magazine 14 years ago off the kitchen table in rustic Presque Isle, Wisconsin, which is slathered in snow right now. They're trying to open up the snowmobile trails with plenty of snow, but a lot of trees down. A career-long journalism professor in print and broadcast, heard about this little magazine that we brought out. And anybody will tell you that ink on paper publishing is not a high growth industry in the United States, nor was it back then. And this sage professor of journalism jumped in and said, let's talk about this on the air. And 14 years later, we're still talking about it. And Larry, I thank you for that. And it shows some of the power in public radio, okay? And public radio is something I believe that should be supported. So I hope you garner a lot more support in the form of pledges today, because Wisconsin Public Radio celebrates Wisconsin like this magazine does.
Well,
off the soapbox now.
Well, you certainly celebrate Wisconsin. You know, I'm looking at the December and January issue, and I always kind of flip through the photos. And the December-January issue is full of beautiful photography, along with the stories, but just for the photos themselves, many snowy and icy winters scenes, and you've got to select. You can't be just running out the week before.
No. Yeah, that's right. We work with about 40 professional photographers, so we're working 4 to 5 months ahead seasonally, you know, and we gather in the photography and put it in the display positions. I would say the photo essay in the center of the magazine that tours people around the state. We try to reach all over the state with the beauty of Wisconsin and activity and on the covers. But the rest of the magazine is filled with stories from the readers themselves. So we have it graphically supported by a lot of nice color, put on nice paper, but then we weave in the stories from the moms and pops out there they're supplying the gray stuff in the issues. It's not as pretty, but that's where the heart is.
Yeah.
And it seems to work.
Well, the heart was with aluminum Christmas trees. One of the stories, you know, I remember seeing them way back, and I now wish I'd purchased one back in the day because they're pretty valuable. We've got a story about a Manitowoc
art teacher.
Yes, I was trying to think who is really interested and into aluminum Christmas trees.
Well, she heads up. She heads up a nonprofit, some kind of club called Manitowoc Aluminum Kitchmas Incorporated. Kitsch. It's pink trees, aluminum. It is kitschy. I have deep memories of this. My grandparents had an aluminum Christmas tree, and these were made by the hundreds of thousands, millions maybe, in Manitowoc. Manitowoc is famous for aluminum manufacturing, of course. Miro aluminum, Miro boats, Miro cookware, and many, many products were produced right there in Manitowoc. It, you know, part of the Upper Great Lakes. I don't want to say Rust Belt now because it's so rebuilt, but it kind of falls into the metal manufacturing of that region. So, Manitowoc Aluminum. They made many products, and among them were these aluminum Christmas trees. Most of them were colored like tinfoil. My grandparents had one. When I was about 5 years old in Green Bay, I'd go over to their home, and they have this furry, looks like a lot of tinsel. It's very shiny there. But imagine this. You know, it's very thin. Aluminum will burn if you get enough electricity on it. You don't want that to happen, so you don't want to hang lights on these things. So how do you color them? They had a little spotlight in my grandparents' living room with a revolving disc in front of it, and then it showed it let the light shine yellow, green, blue, red. And I'd sit there as a kid, just spellbound. Oh, it's getting red now. Oh, it's getting green now. Oh, it's get. And I think that was a good way to shut up 5-year-old kids who are excited on Christmas. Just get you staring at it, you know. But anyhow, that was one version. And these trees took off in the 1960s. Eventually, you know, they brought them out in 59. And they brought them out in silver. Then they came with pink and red and gold, pink and green, various colors. And they made them by the millions. And
now they're mostly gone. But there's a kind of a way you could see them in Manitowoc, I guess.
Yeah, there is a resurgence now, and you can see them in Manitowoc because they put them on display. But these aluminum trees, which died out in the 70s, are now making a resurgence. And Barb Bundy Yost, the aficionado we're talking about, was devastated when her grandparents' tree went away and started looking. And she found some online for like $800 a piece. Okay. Well, she started saving money, $100 a month. She couldn't afford it. She finally got enough money for a pink tree that came up on eBay for $800, and she goes ahead and bids on it, and her daughter's watching. She wins it, and she's all happy, wins it. She's got to pay $800. The daughter says, that means you're paying $800 for that? And she says, don't tell your dad. She got this thing home and stuffed it behind the furnace for 2 years and hid it. Anyway, a book came out documenting all of this history, and she was way into it. And a Chicago journalist wanted to interview her as part of this because she's so far into it, and she had to confess it to her husband. The photographers came over. Now the husband has shrugs and gone with it. He's got a storage unit for these things, and she's stuffing them full of these Evergleam Christmas trees. Only in Wisconsin.
Only in Wisconsin. Mike Mino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, our guest today, and listening intently and trying to figure out if she can afford one, Sarah Lear.
Hi.
From Wisconsin Public Radio. We're in our year-end member drive, and your financial support, it's the foundation of the coverage and thought-provoking discussions you enjoy on WPR News every day. Make your tax-deductible year-end gift right now for 2025 at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I have to say, I love hearing about aluminum Christmas trees. It makes me think about the Charlie Brown Christmas special, which is one of my favorite holiday movies. And if you want to hear those kind of conversations about what makes Wisconsin, Wisconsin, what makes our state special, you can support that kind of programming by donating to WPR. Support the programming that enhances your day at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is listener supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So I hope you'll choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
More than 27,000 WPR members are proud sustainers. You may have heard that our federal funding was recently eliminated, which means sustainers and donors are more important than ever.
You can provide a reliable stream of funding for the programs you care about, and you can become a sustainer right now. Choose an amount, say 10 or 20 bucks a month, and set it up to be ongoing. It's easy to do at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
This member drive, WPR can help you explore all our great state has to offer. Ask for next year's Wisconsin State Park sticker when you give $25 a month or more for the WPR programs you value. From scenic dells to dramatic bluffs, with this pass, you'll enjoy access to dozens of parks and recreation areas. Tune in to Wisconsin Public Radio along the way, and you'll have the satisfaction of knowing you made it all possible. Give now. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Sarah Lear. And your support during our year-end member drive, it makes this program and all the news, the conversations, the entertainment, the music you enjoy on WPR possible. And your gift could be 10 or 20 bucks a month. But whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
The people of Wisconsin have access to independent news as well as centuries of classical music because tens of thousands of individuals and households choose to support WPR.
And we work on the honor system here. I hope you'll join this team effort. Your gift right now, 10 bucks a month maybe. You decide the amount and then make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You might be wondering, how much should I give? That's up to you. Your contribution of any amount will be turned into programs that keep you informed and entertained all year long.
So make your gift right now in the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Thanks for making an investment that serves your whole community. And they can ask for the park sticker.
Oh, absolutely. That happens when you give $25 a month or more. Support one Wisconsin resource, WPR, which is a treasured Wisconsin resource, and get access to years' worth of another treasured Wisconsin resource, the state park system. Ask for your park sticker now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm always wanting to jump in. I don't know why. If you're a sustaining...
That's why we work well together.
Energy. We work well together. We jump on each other's voices all the time. If you're a sustaining member, just all serious, thank you very much. Make today the day you increase your support, maybe by $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Charlene in Kiel says, I appreciate the educational shows. We always learn something on this show and all the shows. Make your gift right now. So important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Tomorrow on the show, we'll talk with Big River Magazine editor Reggie McLeod about life along the Mississippi in the Driftless area. That's tomorrow. Right now, we're visiting with Mike Beano, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. And if you've got a story idea for him, or maybe a comment about one of the stories that you've read in Our Wisconsin, I hope you'll join in. The number 800-642-1234, or you could email us to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. You run some contests.
Yes, we do. And we'll talk about that. Just, I want to go back to the trees a moment because you asked a question. Your listeners can go see the aluminum Christmas trees. They're on display in downtown Manitowoc along 8th Street and all of the businesses there. And that's going on until January the 5th. There's hundreds of trees and other aluminum holiday items made by Miro and the National Tinsel Company. So till the 5th, you can see the trees in Manitowoc on 8th Street.
Well, let's talk about contests for a minute.
Okay.
We've got winners in four categories for reader-submitted photos. All readers of the magazine can vote on which one's going to receive the grand prize, which is, hey, two tickets to a Packers game.
There we go. Yes, we contests are us. That's just one of them. And I cannot, just today, the readers themselves, we tallied the votes, and their votes are pretty close to naming the grand prize winner and the person who's going to collect those Packer tickets to a regular season game. Yeah, we ask the readers to submit entries in four different categories. We come up with different ones each year, and they do. And then we take our first cut at categories. Could be Wisconsin kids, could be scenery. And we take the first cut, and we put six photos in there, and then we let the readers go ahead and vote. They can vote by email, they can vote by mail, but mostly electronically, and we tally them up. And then the winner of that category gets dinner for two, and we get four category winners, and then we put it to the readers to choose the grand prize winner. So, well, interesting, the progression of photography and the quality of it is in general, is so interesting. One person who won a few years ago, he took a scenic shot and fall off his dock in Rhinelander. I believe he's a Wisconsinite transplanted to Gurnee, Illinois. Still has a place in Rhinelander. He's a Packer fan, by the way. He said that never changes no matter where you move. He took a photo, and it won, okay, a beautiful lake shot. He took it with his cell phone. He's got the big Nikon rig with the long lenses and all of that stuff you carry in a suitcase, and he just happened to be having a cup of coffee down on the dock. He took that photo, and the interesting thing was after that, and the lens was good enough to capture some very nice density, he wins the Packer tickets. He used the very same phone to take the app and get the tickets transferred to him and use it to get in the game. It didn't used to be that
no,
way,
Larry. No, it didn't used to be that way at all. Well, oh, my gosh. Well, let's look at another. Oh, by the way, Karen and Bailey's Harbor emailed. They just pulled out of storage their rotating light wheel. It lights up their front window each year. Unfortunately, Karen doesn't have their aluminum tree anymore. The tree was kind of dangerous. Those sharp aluminum tree needles led to some harsh words and the need for lots of Band-Aids. But let's turn our attention to cars for a minute. A car for Christmas. In this issue, you had a Christmas story relating to that.
Yeah, we ask people to share their Christmas memories, of course, and sometimes it's waiting for Santa, and sometimes it's the wonderful foods and all the magic of the night. Well, when you're about 16 years old, you aren't thinking of Santa so much anymore. You're not thinking of Mom and Dad and the the candy and cookies quite so much anymore. If you're a 16-year-old male, you want a car. You want some wheels. You want to go somewhere. And we have a story in here shared, and a photo shared by Grady O'Day. How's that for Annette? He should have sent us the a St. Patrick's Day story. But Grady shares a story from the 60s about how his brother found a running car that was pretty close to heading for the junkyard. It was a Chevy Del Rey. And he brought this.
From the 50s.
Yeah, and he brought that rust bucket home. I think those things were getting rusty already when they were on the showroom floor before they were ever taken outside. They're famous for it. And we have a photo of this over-the-moon young man sitting inside this rusted-out Del Rey in wintertime. He's just thrilled, and he said, "It smoked like a mosquito fogger, the kind you put on your lawnmower to kill everything in the yard. But it was a beauty to me." So, yeah, the Christmas you'll never forget due to that that old car. I forget how long he had. He didn't have it very long.
And there was another fun car story in the new issue. It's about a 61 Volkswagen Beetle owned by a student at UW Stout. And he even drove it in a drag race.
Yeah. Everybody who ever had a Volkswagen Bug has a story about that car. They didn't have working gas gauges usually, so you had a auxiliary switch you flipped to give yourself one more gallon of gas when it started sputtering. You just had to remember it after you used the auxiliary gas to go out and get a fill-up because it wasn't going to work twice. This lady's going to school. She needed a car. Her father helped her get into one, got it financed, and it was a Volkswagen Bug. And she's going through school and traveling around, and everything's hunky-dory. She decides to get married, and her father marries off his daughter to this young man, and he hands him the coupon book for the car payments along with her.
He paid the interest on the loan for a year.
He left the principal for the kid to pay. Here's your wedding gift. So she's driving the car, and they move all around following jobs. And he was so embarrassed by it. Finally, one day he entered it in at a fair. They had your own streetcar race. He entered the Bug against some hot cars, and he came in last. And proudly so. But the best part of the story is at the end, where they were getting their home remodeled or built or something, and they got a young man with a strong back to come and help them. They didn't have enough money to pay him, so they gave him the car.
it was really a really fun story. You know, you had a story that I mean. There's some reminiscences always in our Wisconsin, but there's always current things going on. And the one thing that I have not yet done, or one of the things, I've done, not done many things, some fortunately and some I wish I had, the glide, a story about an ice skating trail at Boulder Junction's Winter Park. That was an amazing story. You can skate through the woods.
It is. It's an interesting story, and it's also a story about community coming together to get something neat and interesting here. This is about 9 miles down the road from where I'm sitting in Manitowish Waters. It's in Boulder Junction, both Vilas County. It's in the town of Boulder Junction. You're within walking distance, a block or two of the downtown district. But they, on DNR land there, state land in the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest, they had a 1 mile cross-country ski trail tied to their winter park, which has some warming houses and a regular skating rink and a sledding hill, some interesting things. Well, somebody on the park board, one of the people who is tied to the park board, happened to see a video of an ice ribbon that was running through a park in Toronto. And this gentleman says, in fact, his wife and the other knitting ladies were watching some of this during their get-together when they're crafting. And he saw that, and he said, "We need this." And so they got permission to use that really unused short cross-country ski loop through the woods to make an ice ribbon. They leveled it off. They got volunteers to level this off. It's sand soil there, so it's fairly easy to move. They got it leveled, and then they put in some solar panels to light it at night, and then they started putting down water using a tractor in water tanks. They went so far as to buy a $15,000 Zamboni, like you see at Badger hockey games almost. This one's towed. And they condition the ice. So you've got people coming there from states as far away as Colorado. This started last year, and the grand opening for it is this winter. Coming to skate at night on an 8-foot ribbon of perfectly glossy ice through the woods. You've got children. They've got skates available for people just to use. If people are beginners, they have little walkers for the kids to go around with. And it's something in the wintertime that is extremely unique. It's the only thing like it in the state, and people are flocking to it. You can come and sit by the fire and roast some s'mores and go in the warm-up in the house. And they have senior citizens doing it, little kids. And it's everybody getting together, and it's one more creative thing. People came together and made happen very uniquely to bring a little bit more visitors to their town. Middle of winter, it's something unique.
It really is, and I was thinking we ought to get a WPR group. Lee Rayburn's quite the speed skater. I know Jill Nadeau can do pirouettes like nobody's business on the skates. Sarah Lear is probably best known. They call her the skating queen here at WPR because of her skating prowess.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's been about a decade since I've skated, really, but I'm down to try it again.
But your skill lives on among the hearts of
WPR
listeners.
I think so.
Staffers here. They call her the skating queen, and she's also a great reporter here, a great news reporter, government-related news, and she's here to help me with this year-end member drive. Your chance to support the news and conversations that you count on every day here on WPR. Programs that keep you in touch, informed, and inspired. I've got to get up for that glide. What about you? Your gift, though, right now. Think about that for a minute. Your gift right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 is really important as we end this year and we look forward to 2026.
Absolutely, and it's thanks to our members that we're able to bring you this kind of content. Maybe it's winter activities to keep you sane throughout the Wisconsin winters. Wisconsin has a robust network of 39 stations and 8 bureaus across Wisconsin. I'm based here in Madison, but I have colleagues who are reporting from La Crosse, Eau Claire, Northern Wisconsin, Milwaukee. We're all over, and we're providing programs that inform, engage, and inspire on air, online, and in person through our live events across the state. A lot has happened in the last year, and there are still challenging times ahead. That makes member support more important than ever. Your gift now keeps WPR strong today and into the future. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On this program, on The Larry Miller Show, we focus on how to make your life better every day. We give you practical advice. We talk about topics that affect the community. We talk about the community, and by community, I mean the whole state of Wisconsin. We've got a great community of listeners here. And health issues we might cover. We might cover consumer protection, sports, lots of things.
Yeah, I mean, today we're hearing about local traditions across Wisconsin, whether it's Christmas trees, skating, what have you. And you make the show possible when you join in that conversation, and you make it possible with your financial support. Your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 keeps interesting conversations available to everybody.
You might think about what you spend your money on every day. I spent some money on some coffee this morning, and I think I took a scone, too, as I'm remembering now. It was a peach scone, but it was a good one. But, you know, that added up. I probably spent $9 this morning on coffee and a roll. It's easy to spend on things that are part of your routine.
Absolutely. I mean, for me, coffee is part of my routine. It's member drive, so I think I'm going to treat myself to a third cup today. Wisconsin Public Radio is part of your routine, too. It's your news source, your conversation starter, and your place to learn. So spend some money on it today. Start with a dollar a day. That's $30 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I became a sustaining member because I listened to WPR throughout the day. It's in my car, it's in my home. I know that there is always a topic of interest that I'll enjoy hearing. I like being a sustainer because I'm listening to Wisconsin Public Radio all the time anyway, and I would rather not have to worry about responding and making an extra phone call or sending in the envelope that gets mailed to me. I just like knowing that my money is there and will be supporting Wisconsin Public Radio for years to come. I would say become a sustaining member because it's so very easy. Do it today, you'll be glad that you did. I'm Nancy from New Berlin, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
I agree. I think you will too. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your contribution for this year's year-end member drive. Larry Mueller here with Sarah Lear. Join in with your gift right now because WPR's essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support.
If you've never given to Wisconsin Public Radio before, we're especially talking to you this drive. We have other ways of contacting our current members, but the best way that we have to contact you, the listener who hasn't given yet, is through these drives.
And if you've been listening for maybe just a week, maybe just a month, maybe you've been listening for years and you haven't donated before, make today the day you become a WPR member. You'll feel great when you support the station you rely on. And WPR programs, of course, are going to benefit from your contribution. So please give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And, oh, Dale in Watertown had a nice comment. You see it?
Oh, yeah. Dale says, I greatly appreciate the Wisconsin news programs, especially Larry Mueller. I agree with you, Dale. And Larry will be retiring not immediately, but later on. And so donating is a great way to say thank you to Larry, who's here in studio with me right now.
Oh, thank you very much. Join with your gift right now. Powerful, easy, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Great to have you along today on WPR News as we visit with Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. Questions for him, maybe a story idea for him, or maybe you've got a comment on a story that he's done. Give a call, the number 800-642-1234, or you could email to talk at WPR.org. Mike, I was thinking about Dale Severson's story on ski jumping. Here's a guy who's jumped for 66 years?
And once again, we're surprised every day when we open the mail. This guy was ski jumping till he's 79 years old, okay? On the western side of the state, of course, we've got a lot of Norwegians, and there is a ski jumping a heritage there all along the river. Over at Tordo Claire, there was a cluster of ski jumpers back in the oh, 30s, 40s, 50s. Eau Claire had, and probably still does have, a club called the Flying Eagles. So this man who's 90 years old now and still playing softball and still highly active and, like I said, ski jumping till 79, and he's jumped all over the world. When he is a young feller, but 8 years old, he lost his mother. Then his dad, when he was 13. So he was a little bit lost. And in school, he met some people in the ski jumping community. The janitor was a coach. Some of the teachers were a coach. There were, in schoolyards, they had rickety wooden jumps. And in Eau Claire, they had a wooden jump outside the schoolyard that the Flying Eagles used. And this community, the ski jump community, took this young man under their wings, and they're flying, and taught him how to ski jump. And so down that rickety wooden ramp in Eau Claire, and he was practicing during the day at recess. He was practicing at night. I look at some of the playgrounds now and the cushions they have under them and all the regulations and things, and monkey bars are boring because, you know, they've engineered safety in and took the fun out. They got kids flying off these wooden ramps right in the schoolyard, you know, and there's something kind of nice about that when you think he survived, by the way, you know, so Fourth Ward grade school in Eau Claire. So he got going, and pretty soon the club has him competing through Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, and thought he had a little bit of promise. He had enough concentration to know when to leap, when to hit it, and he was practicing. And eventually, he went to Chicago, went to Colorado. In 54, he hit his all-time best 288-foot jump. Traveled around the world after that. He went to Finland, Sweden, Canada, World Master Championships in Norway, and still all around the Midwest. And as time went on, you know, oh, also in 54, the club rented out Soldier Field in Chicago and put a 180-foot high ramp on scaffold on it and sent him off into the winds of Lake Michigan. And he did it all. You know, and he says, it only takes about 3 seconds to do this, but the thrill lasts forever.
It's a great story, and we've already gotten a couple of pictures of the Flying Eagles ski club, and it is still active in Eau Claire.
Wow, I'm glad to hear that.
Well, yeah, and I think they still have an annual. Let's see, let me just look here. I've got another one I got to find. Oh, I lost it. Oh, well, I know there's a big, they have a big meet, at least one big meet every single year.
The Snowflake? Would that be?
Yeah, I think it's called the Snowflake.
Near Westby?
Yeah, that could be it. It could be.
Yeah. If they have snow every year, that's where it's going on.
We got a couple minutes here, and I wanted to mention, speaking of snow, the Snowmobile Women's Club.
Oh my, women on snow, and that's another one people can sign up for. Again, this is. These are some of the things that just come our way. So there's a lady in Conover, which is by Eagle River, named Jackie Hildebrandt. And she was living in northern Illinois and coming up north with her husband. And they were snowmobilers back in the days in the 70s when the machines weren't all that reliable. She became aware of a group called Women on Snow, WOS, and in 96, she decided to go there and see what that was all about from northern Illinois. She's lived up here a long time now. So she went there and was surprised to see pull into the parking lot at this resort, and there's 97 women participating in this weekend ride, all unloading their sleds and dressed in pink suits, and okay, they're dressing the part, and the husbands aren't, the men aren't allowed to go, but they will help unload the trailers and things, and these ladies take off, and Friday they're riding, and sometimes there's 120 women. They're riding through the woods, and they're riding to a dinner at a fish fry that's all set up. The next day, they take Saturday all day. The first year her sled broke down, Jackie's did, so she rode with a rep from the Bombardier company who took her on a demo sled, so there's some commerce here, I'm sure. Anyway, 12 inches of snow, they go out and have fun, and now they're celebrating the 30th anniversary of these 120 women getting together in snow in January. A lot of camaraderie, a lot of fun, and the deadline to register for this, ladies, is December 15th. It's happening January 22nd to the 25th in Eagle River. Women on Snow. It's online. Have fun.
Have fun. You can have some fun. I don't know if Sarah Lear has ever been on a snowmobile. Have you?
You know, I haven't. I've been on skis. I've cross-country skied. I haven't ski jumped.
Well, here's your chance.
Absolutely. Apparently, there's a lot of that going on.
Oh, my goodness. Here we are in our drive, year-end member drive. And you make Wisconsin Public Radio possible when you give during this drive. Join in. Support the news and conversations you rely on all year long with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You may or may not be a ski jumper, but you're definitely a WPR listener, so I'm sure you agree. WPR is an indispensable and unparalleled service for information, inspiration, and connection in Wisconsin. Public media is facing some tough times, but the mission of public media remains as essential as ever, and that means your support is more important than ever. Let's keep WPR strong together. Join in right now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, I always enjoy talking with Mike Bino of our Wisconsin magazine. There are always so many interesting stories in the magazine, and it sort of connects us with our past a little bit and also with our present, as we were talking about the glide, which sounds like I'm definitely going to skate the glide. That's for sure. What about you? Here we are listening to Mike talk. You're listening, and I hope you're having a good time, and here we are, listener supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So please choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
This year-end member drive is a great time to make your last gift of the year to WPR. Just takes a few minutes of your time at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're asking you to support the quality program you value on WPR with a gift right now during our drive. Your contribution, it might be $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, it makes a difference for our entire community.
When you became a regular listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, you took an important first step. Now take the next step and become a financial sponsor.
It's an important step because WPR relies on listener support, and it's really easy to donate. I've done it many, many times. Decide how much you'd like to give, $10 a month or $120 for the year. It's a great starting point. And then make your gift. Just takes a couple of minutes at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
That's right. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month makes intelligent radio available to the entire state of Wisconsin and even beyond. You can see why your gift is so powerful.
And be sure to ask for your annual Wisconsin State Park sticker when you give $25 a month or more. You support one treasured Wisconsin resource, WPR, and then get access to a year's worth of another, the state park system. We've had a lot of fun talking about the state park system this year. Give right now. Go to WPR.org, or you can phone at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Mike Beto is going to be with us right up until, 1 o'clock. In the meantime, if you haven't contributed, please do it right now. I'm Larry Mueller with Sarah Lear, and thank you. Talking with Mike Beno, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, for the next hour or so. And I'm really looking forward to the next topic. We got a bunch of things to talk about with him. But Sarah Lear is still with me, and we have a few things to talk to you about during our year-end member drive. You count on WPR News for trustworthy reporting and thought-provoking talks, and it's your support that makes these conversations go strong. Your gift right now makes a big difference, both this year and as we head into 2026. Go to WPR.org and make a contribution, or you can phone. It's 888-202-2552.
As a WPR listener, you probably know that it's been a challenging year for public media. WPR has been around for more than 100 years. It existed before federal funding, and it will continue to serve you and your community in the future. That future counts on you right now. Let's keep WPR strong. Make a gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, we talk about public radio, and what does it mean? Public radio means listener-supported radio.
While we do appreciate all funding streams, listener support is the largest and most reliable source of funding for WPR. Your contribution of any amount really, really matters. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's a good way to celebrate the end of 2025 by supporting WPR, I think. Your gift ensures we can continue to provide the quality program in the new year. Make your donation right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Well, I think it's an investment in your own brain. I mean, I'm a retired person now, and as you get older, you do realize you need to keep your brain flexible. And even when I was younger, it's good to keep your brain flexible. And investing in public radio, in Wisconsin public radio, really helps me to keep my brain up to date and gives me different ideas and different viewpoints. Wisconsin public radio is my source for a better life.
Just go to WPR.org and make your contribution, or you could do it by phoning 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Sarah Lear. Listener support's the biggest source of our funding, and that's why your gift, $10 a month. Some people give $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose has an important impact.
We know you value your time, and we value your time as well. So giving to Wisconsin Public Radio takes just a few minutes. Tell us your name, contact info, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
You know, I did it online. I made a contribution online last time because I've never done it before. I usually just go down the hall to the money lady and ask, say, hey, I want to put so much in, and she records it. But I found out that how quick it is. It's really quick and easy to do, and your gift right now really helps. So take a few minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Ask for our WPR Suncatcher ornament. It looks great hanging from your Christmas tree or, you know, hanging next to your desk, hanging next to a window where it can catch the light. It features a green design of a vintage radio and includes WPR, of course. It's yours for a gift of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I'm definitely going to get one of those. They're really, I held one in my hot little hand one day just to see what it was. We had one here, Kaylee let me hold it. And I thought, well, I'm going to put that on my Christmas tree whenever I get that. But other people put it in their window as a sun catcher. You can become a sustaining member, and we'll be glad to send you one of these sun catchers. It's easy to set up, convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Get started at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Ross in St. Paul, Minnesota says, Larry Mueller is a gem. 100% agree. Very well said, Ross. And Larry will be retiring, not right away, but next year. A great way to thank him for his service is to make a donation in Larry's name.
With your gift right now, very powerful, really makes a difference. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And thank you very much for your contributions as we visit with Mike Bino, Mike, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. And I hope you'll join in with your own questions as we move along, or maybe you've got a story to tell. Give a call at 800-642-1234 or email to talk at WPR.org. Love to hear from you. Mike, there's we got an email about another winter sport enjoyed in Wisconsin and is featured on the back cover of the magazine, ice boating, also known as ice yachting or ice sailing. And there's an annual event. I think the Northwestern Ice Yachting Association Regatta takes place on Lake Winnebago north of Fond du Lac. And there are ice boating clubs in Green Lake, Oshkosh, Madison as well. And I'm looking at that photo, and it is a dandy.
Yeah, ice boating is, it's wonderful. There's a club in Pewaukee, the Lake Geneva. There's active groups all around the state of Wisconsin, and these dedicated daredevils have a sort of communication system to know when the really good ice is out there. Okay, you can't have it covered with too much snow or anything like that. The picture you're seeing there is a couple of ice boats and some guys getting ready to shove off. That was taken by Jim Kepnick of Oshkosh. There's a huge on Lake Winnebago, there is a huge tradition of this. It goes back to when Oshkosh was Sawdust City and all the logs came down there, and it was lumber time, and there was some furniture building going on there, Buckstaff Furniture. And that group, the railroads that came in there, also carried people's ice boats for regattas. Some sailors would come in from Detroit, all different areas, and they would put these boats out there. They'll get going over 100 miles an hour on some of those big ones. That is true. And in the early days of Oshkosh, they had what they call porch boats, little small sailboats, not these big ones I'm talking about that get going with a lot of sail really fast. And they'd hang them on the front porches of their homes above the swing. You'd have a hanging swing on your front porch. All along Lake Winnebago, you have these porch boats. Store them there in the summer, take them down in the winter, and get out there and go. A lot of interesting stories about that, and I won't go into the long one about my uncle who got stranded trying to go across the lake as a kid on a junk porch boat he found and tried to rebuild. And the police were out looking for him, and one of the policemen was his father, the city, the police chief of Oshkosh. Dale Tank was his name in the 1950s.
Oh, boy. Well, let's turn our attention to Jefferson County for a minute. I've got lots of friends in Jefferson County, as a matter of fact, and your managing editor wrote a 5-page feature story about Jefferson County.
People there are happy. They love to hear about this. Yeah, you're talking about our little travelogue we put in there called Let's Hit the Road. And Julie Gilkey, who's our managing editor, she works with us out of Appleton, spent lot of her career at in the newsroom at the Post Crescent there. She and her husband are now empty nesters. Their kids are off to school and doing things away from the home. They got a little bit of time to travel. So we said, why don't you pick a county around the state and go out there and take a little bit of time, take a couple of days, hit all the high points, discover some things, and report back to us. And she said, we're ready to go. She and her husband, Gary, who's a longtime hockey player, got a chance to do a little bit of skating in Jefferson County when they went there last winter. So they're reporting back now in this winter issue. They toured Jefferson County, and, of course, they had to do quite a number of things. They got over to Palmyra and the Rushing Waters fishery, and of course they're cultivating rainbow trout there. It's a little bit more of a sure bet than going out and digging a hole in the ice and trying for the panfish. They caught themselves a bucket of fish, and they had a fun time doing it, and they get their fish filleted and put together for them. That's at Rushing Waters Fisheries. They headed on over on a barn quilt tour. There are several counties that have these barn quilt tours: Jefferson, Greene, Shawano. But you can take a self-guided driving tour and learn the history behind these colorful quilts, what they signify, what they're doing on the barns, and learn a little bit about the families that host these things. Then they headed down the road to Homerson's Pond, and that's where they did some old-fashioned ice skating. Julie's a good sport. She can stand up and skate. Her husband, the hockey player, skated around her, you know. But they're having fun with that. And that's Fort Atkinson. And they toured... Oh, what'd they tour? They toured the Jones Sausage Company, national company, and you can do a little bit of tasting there. They went to the Langhoff, the hotel, the old hotel.
Astalon State Park they went to.
They went to Astalon, yeah. They learned about the pyramid schemes there in town. They learned all about the history of the pyramids and the earlier cultures, the Mississippian cultures that were there in the area. There's plenty to learn there. And they topped it all off with a visit to the Fireside Theater. It's always a good dinner show there. They were astonished at how that staff got 650 people fed and happy in time for the curtain to go up.
I have visited the Fireside Theater quite a few times, actually. I'm always impressed with the meals and with the productions themselves. They get some fine performers there. It was a lot of fun for me to read that because I've had a chance to visit and do almost everything that they... I didn't go to the catch fish there.
Mm-hmm.
But I've done pretty much everything else, and they tell a really nice story with a lot of fine photos.
Yeah, you can tell they're having fun. We try to send them to places they haven't spent a lot of time. Maybe they haven't been to at all. They dig up a lot of fun stuff, and we're getting good response from people. They appreciate this because what they do is they file these issues away. They tag them, you know, mm-hmm. and they file them away for when they want to get out and take a little weekend jaunt. We hear that often. And that makes a nice mix in with these memory stories about, touching little stories about Christmas things like the glide and that. Zeroing in on an area and giving people a whole bunch of suggestions of things to see and do, that's a nice touch in the magazine, we think.
And it reminds me, you're looking for a few field editors for towns in some counties, actually, a field editor to write about a particular county. I think Jefferson County was actually maybe even one of those counties, but there were a few more.
Yep. Our team of field editors, what we do is we have people, they're volunteers. They do it now. For a story of a page or more in the magazine. We do pay good cash money. Everybody doesn't get just a pie. Sometimes people say they don't want it. They didn't want the check. They really want to have that Amish pecan pie that we send for small things. But our field editors are out there, and we ask people to, if they're interested in the magazine, to be our eyes and ears in the county that they represent. If we get a tip on a story and we're kind of interested in something, they're the first person we go to, call and say, "What do you know about this? Have you heard about this? Is this something worth putting some time into and developing?" And sometimes they will do it themselves. They will take on the story, or if they don't have the time, as I said, it's voluntary. They do get paid for what goes in, but it's on their own timetable, you know. So. We are looking for field editors in,
several counties.
Adams, Buffalo, Florence, Fond du Lac, Forest, Green, Iron, Jefferson, Kenosha, Kewaunee, Lafayette, Milwaukee, Pepin, Pierce, Polk, Price, Richland, Sawyer, Taylor, and Walworth. There's 72 counties. We got about a dozen of them there that we're looking for. And if you're interested, check our website or check any issue of the magazine. We talk about this every time.
Our guest today, Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. And Sarah Lear is still sitting here with me listening in to what Mike has to say. She's the reporter, the state government reporter for WPR. And it's fun to have her in the studio with me. It's the first time we've actually had a chance to work together.
That is true, yeah. I've pitched with quite a few people, but this is my first time pitching with you. It's been fun.
Yeah, it has been fun, and it will continue to be fun during our member drive. Your financial support's the foundation for all the coverage and thought-provoking discussions you enjoy on WPR News every day. Make your tax-deductible year-end gift for 2025 right now. Go to WPR.org. or phone 888-202-2552.
It has been a challenging year for public media, and there will be more challenges ahead. But WPR is as committed as ever to the Wisconsin communities we serve. WPR will remain a strong and vibrant service with your help right now. Invest in the programming you count on now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Love that story about Jefferson County, and it's a good example. Give you some ideas about, hey, maybe I've never been to Jefferson County, or maybe even live there and say, hey, I didn't even know that was here, and you want to take part in it. And it's kind of one of the ways that we try to enrich your life, actually, and kind of unique to public radio. Here we are, listener supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. You make this hour and many more hours possible. So I hope you'll choose an amount that works for you. It takes a minute or two and make your gift.
A great way to support WPR is by becoming a sustaining member. As a sustainer, you'll make ongoing monthly donations right from your bank account or your credit card.
Many people give 10 or 20 bucks a month. Some people give more than $100 a month. You choose whatever amount's right for you. Become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
As a thank you for your donation, we have a special gift for you this drive. It's a Suncatcher ornament that features a vintage radio and includes WPR, of course.
It's got this really cool vintage radio on it, and it's my favorite color, green.
Very hip.
It is clear, and it also says established 1917, which I think is a really cool detail.
It's just a really beautiful gift.
Oh my gosh, it's gorgeous. You could put it in the window, your rear view mirror in your car.
On my porch.
I'd hang it on my tree.
Anywhere that my cats cannot get a hold of it.
Ask for your WPR Suncatcher when you give any amount. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Sarah Lear. Your support during this year-end member drive makes all of the shows, including this one, possible. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, is the right amount.
Maybe you've already made a donation this year, or you're a sustaining member. If so, thank you so much. Consider making an extra gift of, say, $50 or $100 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Join in this drive, and thank you for your extra support for the programs you enjoy every day.
What do you spend $10 on? Cake, goodies, maybe coffee, a book, possibly, maybe a used book. There's hardly, well, yeah, I guess there are some books out there for $10. But there are things that make your life better, just like WPR. And with a gift of $10 a month, you can make a big difference for the public service you rely on.
Mark in Madison says WPR brings fine programs and pleasant hosts. WPR is part of every day. Well, I'm here with a very pleasant guy and a pleasant host, Larry Mueller. One way to support Larry and all of us here at WPR, give now, 888-202-2552.
And thank you very much for your contributions. I really appreciate it. As we visit with Mike Bino, Mike, we always have fun talking with Mike. He's got so many stories, and of course, they're all, most of the stories. We get off tangents once in a while, but we talk with him, and we'll be visiting with him in just a second. Talking with Mike Bino of Our Wisconsin Magazine. Questions, give a call. The number is 800-642-1234. You could email to talk at WPR.org. You know, I enjoy cafes. And you've got a story on a cafe that I have yet to visit. It's Barb's Cafe in Florence, Wisconsin. So it's a ways up there in the Northeast.
Yes, yes, it is. And it's really become the heart of this little town. I mean, Florence doesn't have a very high population. The whole county really doesn't. The city has a population of about 400 people. And for more than 30 years, Barb Galvin has been the face of this diner. She didn't own it all of that time, but she just loves people, and people go there just to see her, really. They do dine, but they go there to see her. It's interesting how she came to own this little cafe in Florence. She and her partner, Len, back in about 1993, were regulars there, and it was under different ownership, and an owner way back when would make some wise cracks about Len's kind of rough way of dressing, kind of like wearing barn clothes in there, and he was a farmer, and said, if you're going to dress like that, you ought to buy the place, and Len didn't like that wisecrack so much, so he took it seriously. He went to the bank, got himself a loan, and by the very next morning, he and Barb are already ripping up the carpeting, scrubbing the place up and down, and they're opening it up. And Barb knew how to run it, but it took a little bit to get this open. She said, you know, for the first few weeks, they even had to dig through their own pockets to make change for the customers. That's how thin it was. But the customers stuck with them. And people are going there and loving it. It's so neighborly that they had one regular named Bob, kept asking for Eggs Benedict. They didn't have it, kept asking for it. Okay, well, you got it, Bob. Now Bob's Eggs Benedict is on the menu printed.
It's doing pretty well, too.
it's doing well. And her daughter, Shannon, is doing the baking, you know, cinnamon rolls, pecan rolls, fruit pies. So, and she's got a staff of 12 now, Barb does. So, you know, one of these little diners that you can get breakfast all day. They've got baked goods that are done right there. People love her, and they love the place. And it wouldn't have been in business over 30 years if they weren't doing something right. So that's why we got to go and patronize these places, but not too much, or you aren't going to fit behind the steering wheel very long.
We've got, we're talking about cafes, of course, food involved, and it reminds me of the recipes that you include every year and every issue. And readers often will send in recipes, will they not?
Sure. Readers send in recipes, and we feature them not only in our cooking section. We got a recipe section here that provides 12 recipes every issue, and we have a cook from Wisconsin who chips one in. The recipes we have here, we've got kitchen-tested recipes in here, professionally shot. A lot of them do come from the readers themselves. Others, we have a source of recipes just from our years of doing business in magazine and book publishing throughout my career. So we have a 12 recipes every time, kitchen-tested, and we try to choose them according to seasonality. Our proofreader, copy editor, Chris Krieger, lives in Minocqua now. She used to, at Ryman Publications, she used to proofread and copy edit all the recipes in Taste of Home magazine, all the Taste of Home cookbooks, 500 pagers, some of those annuals. She was doing 13 magazines at one time. She is so sharp on the proofreading. I once saw her circle a period in 12-point type and say, wrong font. That's like a machine. But she's done cookbooks for Pillsbury and all of that. So she rewrites the recipes to make sure they're up to date in terms of package, can sizes, etc., and chooses all the art in there and does a whale of good job. I hope she's listening.
I tell you what, if you ever get in the mood to bake that upside down apple gingerbread that's in the issue, you might give me a call and I'll run.
We'll do that if you, Larry. We'll do that if you come up to visit the Glide.
I'll tell you what, the Glide is really on my list, and I'm going to get up there. I'll get my skates out. Well, my skates are hanging out and ready to go. So we have some good places to skate here in Madison area.
Sure.
So I can still get out there, and I'm going to. Maybe I'll let you know when I'm going up to the Glide, and we can get together and glide around the trail.
Chris just lives down the road. I might be able to arm twist her into doing some bacon for us, Larry.
Well, I tell you what, we've got a lot of other stories that we can talk about, and you are. Doing a series of stories on people who meet and wind up getting married.
Oh, my. How I Met My Spouse. Okay. That is an example of something we throw out to the readers and ask for their input on. That is the fattest file of response we have in here. How I Met My Spouse. It's perennially popular. But one of the things that's interesting, and the story we'll talk about here doesn't really fall into this category. It was quite complete, written by Ashley Smogard in Cambridge. But so often we will get a long story singing the praises of a husband or a wife and how wonderful they are and how they went through life and how they met and things like that. And you go on and on and on and on. It'll be heartfelt stuff. They won't tell you the name of the husband or wife. Not one do they mention. They don't mention it. I know. You know Agnes. You know Gladys. You know Eddie. Tell me. Nice story. Could you tell me your name?
Listeners, if you're thinking about sending one in, to remember the name of your spouse, or to include it.
unless you really wanted to forget it long ago. Anyway, but no, it's just something. But I think that gets to the neighborliness and the personal feeling in here.
Yeah.
They feel like they're talking to friends, and you know their family. Tied to that, and I don't mean to get into too big of a tangent, but our Amish diarist, Owen Yoder, been here 14 years, shares a week in the life of his on his Amish dairy farm. And after 12 years of doing this, his wife died, and he went through that. And we put that as part of one of the stories there. I decided to put, let's put his mailing address in there. He got more than 2,000 cards of condolences from people.
Wow.
People he never met. But that gets to the neighborly feeling and the family feeling of this. How I Met My Spouse, this is a young couple. Usually we have older couples. Ashley and Sam, they met at UW-Madison, Water Ski Club. They're active. He takes her duck hunting and deer hunting. She doesn't look like much of a – she doesn't look like Duck Dynasty. She looks more like a model. But they got into all kinds of outdoor stuff in the state of Wisconsin. He proposed on Madeline Island. How romantic can that be? They chose to get married at Heart Prairie Lutheran Church in Whitewater, considered one of the country's oldest Norwegian Lutheran churches. There's oil lamps in there, okay? It's an 1850s church. They did that, and they then went to their favorite supper club to celebrate, the Duck Inn in Delavan, and I bet right now it's decked out for Christmas because it's so famous for that. So anyway, and they got a wedding gift, a subscription to Our Wisconsin, and so they're going to use it for ideas to continue their wonderful Wisconsin journey. The Berkey Biner is coming up next. They've done some of that. They're going to do it again.
And they always look for supper clubs. Which is a good thing.
Well, they're up to 41 of them, but I look at this picture of them, and they look like models. I don't know. They must need to do a lot of Berkey Biners if they're doing 41 supper clubs. I live in the prime rib belt up here, Larry, and you got to keep snowshoeing.
Oh, man. Our guest today, Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. I love going to supper clubs as well. Are you a supper club
kind of gal? Oh, I love them. Yeah. Doesn't get more Wisconsin than that.
We went on a golf trip up north last fall, and our goal was to play golf and then visit every supper club we could find, and we found a lot of them.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
They were a lot of fun. And here we are in our year-end member drive, and it's your chance to support not supper clubs at the moment, but support the news and conversations that you count on every day here at WPR. Your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is very important as we end this year and look forward to 2026.
You're a WPR listener, so I'm sure you agree. WPR is an indispensable and unparalleled service for information, inspiration, and connection in Wisconsin. Public media is facing some tough times, but the mission of public media remains as essential as ever. And that means your support is more important than ever. Let's keep WPR strong together. Join in right now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, in a single month, there are hundreds, literally, of discussions on WPR. There's so much to learn, so many interesting people to meet and topics to cover. And I was thinking about my own show, which I started the call-in portion in 1978, and we were kind of doing the math on the number of phone calls that people have made to this show. And it's in the neighborhood of 350,000 phone calls. So lots of listeners' support, lots of learning going on, and a lot of interesting topics, not only this show, but all of our programs. And when you support WPR with a donation, you make all these conversations possible. So take that simple, powerful step right now when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You've heard the saying, you get what you pay for. Sometimes you actually get more than you pay for. WPR is one place where that's true every day. Consider a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs you love.
Can't buy much for $2, but at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day makes a lot of the programs like The Larry Miller Show, the news that you get, music that you can listen to. It makes it all possible, and that works out at, if you're doing $2, that's $60 a month. And you can make that gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is, I mean, it is Wisconsin. I moved here from another state, and that was my introduction to Wisconsin. And every day, that's how I know what's going on in Wisconsin. On a monthly basis, I'm contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio. When I hear them talk about sustaining members, I realize that's me. And I kind of like that. Contributing to Wisconsin Public Radio makes you feel like you're part of a family or like a community. That's how I feel every month. And even if they're just giving a small amount, they could feel that way too. I'm Bridget from Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Bridget, thank you very much. Why not you? Why not go to WPR.org? Or maybe you're going to phone 888-202-2552, and you can make your donation for this year in member drive. Larry Miller here with Sarah Lear. And your gift right now helps make all of this possible.
If you've never given to WPR before, here's what to expect. It's a short process. It just takes a few minutes. You answer some basic questions, your name and your address, the amount of your gift, and how you'd like to pay for it.
And that's it. Make your first donation to WPR. You'll feel good about it because listener support's the biggest part of our income here at WPR. Many first-time donors give $10 or $15 a month, $10 a month, that's $120 for the year. And the amount is totally up to you, though, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Allison Greenfield says, I'm grateful for all the great programming each and every day.
And I am grateful to Alice and Greenfield, and I'm grateful to you as well. Join with your gift right now. It's powerful. It really makes a difference. At WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Talking about Our Wisconsin through the eyes of Mike Bino, who's editor of Our Wisconsin magazine. It's great to have him with us. And again, join in if you got a comment or a question. The number is 800-642-1234. You could email to talk at WPR.org. Mike, I've had the privilege of interviewing both Fred and Frances Hammerstrom, a number of times. And so it was really a treat for me to see Tom Davis, your longtime contributor, write a piece in this issue about the late Frederick and Frances Hammerstrom.
Well, certainly they stand tall in the pantheon of Wisconsin conservation and ecology history. They're tied directly to Aldo Leopold, who was their professor there at UW in wildlife biology and ecology. But Frederick and Frances, of course, are credited as the couple who went out and lived on the land and saved the prairie chicken in Wisconsin, in the grasslands of central Wisconsin, which is now their work directly helped save about 13,000 acres of very dwindling, you know, rare and getting rarer grasslands where these birds live. What's interesting is to this day, people can go and contact the DNR and you can see the spring mating dance on the Lex, which the breeding grounds of these birds, they're few and far between. You can go to an observation blind, use it for photography. They will schedule in to do that. And that's one of the special things about Wisconsin. And so Frederick and Francis Hammerstrom came here just to study under Leopold. She got a master's. He got a doctorate. He was from a Harvard man to begin with. She was a model from Boston, but she took to this stuff. And what's interesting is they did books. They did a lot of important work, and they lived in a shack out there in Plainfield without any running water, without with a wood stove, and with some here and there, they picked up some injured raptors along the way, including horned owls they had as pets. And they welcomed visitors in there. It's interesting. Tom mentioned that Fran was quite a thespian. She was quite a performer, actually, and she went on David Letterman with a dead fox snake in a cooler, and she was going to fry up some snake for David Letterman to eat. She was the wildlife biologist lady, and you call that up on YouTube. She is doing a Julia Child routine, for this guy, and it's astonishing as she pulls out a cleaver, whacks its head off, and starts frying up a snake for David Letterman. But it shows you what a card she was. And eventually, she after Frederick died, she just kept on. She hitched a 500. She went to hunted with the pygmies in Zaire and hitched a 500-mile ride from a truck with a truck driver she met in Nairobi, and explored the headwaters of the Amazon with indigenous guides in Peru, broke a hip, and went back the next year to keep going on the trip. I mean, these are some of the characters and the color that make Wisconsin so wonderful.
Yeah, I remembered interviewing her, I thought, man, what a life this couple had, but especially Frances. Fran, I interviewed her so many times, and since she wrote a lot, and she had a life. They both had lives well lived. Let's put it that way. Go ahead.
Did you get a chance to read Terry McGowan's story about Christmas in Vietnam?
I did.
Can we talk about that one a little bit?
Sure. Go right ahead. It's a great story.
Well, this is an example of somebody who comes out of nowhere. Terry McGowan spent his career as a DA in Milwaukee County under E. Michael McCann his whole career. He's now retired in Rhinelander. And he decided to, he read in the magazine, we're looking for Christmas stories. He went to the Rhinelander Library and wrote a story about his time in Long Binh, Vietnam as a GI, Christmas Day of 1970. He's 80 years old now and has seen 80 Christmases and wonderful big dinners and things like that. This was a little different. So they had some powdered potatoes and some mystery meat, and the Chow Hall guys are trying hard, but it wasn't what they were used to on Christmas Day. Bob Hope's troop was out there with Johnny Bench, and he's doing some golf and baseball bat putter kind of joke skits, and the singers and dancers, and Bob's flirting. He's doing his shtick with the dancing girls. And at the end, they have a big everybody back on stage, and they're singing, I'll Be Home for Christmas, If Only in My Dreams. And these tearful GIs go walking back to their barracks. It's hot. It's a jungle. They're choked up thinking about home and what they're missing. And one of these fellas steps up and says, hey, you know what? I got a Can-Am from home. He's from Boston. Anybody willing to share a beer, I'm going to share the ham. And these guys, beer was a dime a can at the PX. You probably didn't know what the label said, but he had some. All right. Somebody else steps up and says, well, Terry himself, his mother had sent some homemade divinity, smashed in a million pieces, green, pink, white. Well, I'll open it up and share it. Puts it on his footlocker. Another guy says, I got some oysters, and I'll put those out. Okay, put those out. salsa, crackers. All the crackers are smashed. The cookies are smashed. Everything's in pieces, unrecognizable. But they start putting the stuff out, spreading it across these bunks, and it's pretty unrecognizable. It's salty. It's sweet. It's extremely highly preserved. Probably could barely gag it down. Guys are eating with their hands. But little by little, people who had nothing from home started sort of filtering in, and they'd wave them in. Come on in. Grab something. They had dirt, paper plates, catch from the mess hall, and they put together a little group of camaraderie and fellowship, people that a lot of these guys didn't even know each other. They're in flip-flops and their PX underwear. It's so hot. And, you know, a bunch of sad, lonely, maybe scared soldiers far from home just spontaneously came together in fellowship. And at the end, he writes, "Our food was unconventional, nearly inedible, yet the meal was so imbued with kindness and generosity shared among strangers, it embodied the spirit of Christmas in a way I've never experienced before or since."
Yeah. And that's a good way to close out here, Mike. It's a real pleasure, as always. And I hope you'll come back and be with us again, and we'll talk about the next issue.
Thanks for having me, Larry. We'll do it for sure.
Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. You know, that last story he told Sarah Lear, who's back with me now, was, you know, it's about community and comrade, you know, being... getting together, and that's something we do here at Wisconsin Public Radio on a statewide basis. We get people together here at Wisconsin Public Radio, listeners from all over the state and outside the state, to listen, to enjoy, have some fun, and then learn some things. And as you're listening to this show and all the shows we have, I hope you'll join in and support the news and conversation you rely on all year long with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Sarah Lear, we have some challenges.
Absolutely. It's been a challenging year for public media, but WPR will continue to be your source for inspiration, information, and connection. Now, you are more important than ever to our future. Let's keep WPR strong. Join us to increase your support today with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Mike Bino's been with us since the start of Our Wisconsin Magazine back in 2013, and it's been my pleasure and privilege to talk with him for many of the issues that Our Wisconsin Magazine has done over all those years. Always had a lot of fun with him. And I think it's benefit to listen to how people's lives go on here in our state. How about you? How's your life enriched by not only this program, but the many other programs that you listen to here? We're listener supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So I hope you'll choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your contribution.
End the year on a high note with a gift to WPR. Your support makes a difference in the programming we can offer all year long. Donate now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I've listened all over the country, you know, traveling, you try to find the public stations. What we have here is so wonderful, and I don't think a lot of people realize it. And it is, for many people, I think it's they can't get out, but they can find out what's going on by turning on the radio. I'm John Ink from Wausau, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for education, information. It comes to you. You don't have to go hunt it down.
You can give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Asking for your support now, and by we, I mean myself, Larry Mueller, and my co-host here, Sarah Lear of WPR, asking for your support. Contribute maybe $10 a month, maybe $100 a month, whatever amount you choose makes a big difference.
We live in a generous society, and I like to think Wisconsinites are especially generous. We're quick to help a neighbor or a coworker in need, and we chip in for good causes. You can continue that tradition of generosity when you support WPR right now.
You can do it right now with a gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. We'll be closing out here in about 30 seconds or so. And on behalf of Sarah, I want to thank you so much for listening today. It's always a treat to have folks listen. And it's always a treat for us when you make your contribution. It's easy to do. The number again, 888-202-2552. Or you can go online to WPR.org and make that contribution. Please do it as soon as you can, maybe right now. It would be a big help to us. I'm Larry Mueller with Sarah Lear. Thank you for listening, and stay with us. Lots more in store here on WPR.